Wisconsin is the 22nd state to adopt similar legislation. Before, only midwives with four-year nursing degrees could carry out home births. The new law establishes a second category of midwives in the state who don't need a medical degree to be certified. Instead, they'll get certification from a national midwife organization. The chair of the OBGYN department at the Medical College of Wisconsin, Dr. Dwight Cruikshank, says those standards don't even require a high school diploma. He worries a new cadre of midwives will endanger pregnant women.
I'm convinced that under the U.S. system of health care and transportation and so forth, home births are just not safe. And we're going to lose babies and mothers that need not be lost.
But Jane Peterson of the Wisconsin Guild of Midwives cites a recent national study of 5,000 home births carried out by midwives with the national certification. The study found the positive and negative outcomes were the same as those for hospital births. She says many doctors support both home birth and midwifery.
They want to be able to offer collaborative care so that when risk factors do develop, there's an easy, clear avenue for them into a hospital so that there's no break in the care and everybody gets better served in a team approach.
Peterson says the new law also calls for new rules to be written that clearly outline what risk factors make a home birth the wrong route to take. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.